The River Valley High Mustangs in southwest Michigan haven't won a football game since 2003. That's 18 straight losses, during which they've been outscored by their opponents by a total of 949-38, or an average of 53-2. Producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister went to the Mustangs' last game of the season to see how the team and their fans are holding up.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the final game of the 2005 season here at River Valley High School.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for our opportunity tonight to come here and play the game of football.
My name is Dave Laybach. I am the head football coach at River Valley High School in Three Oaks, Michigan. This is our ninth last game of the season against Cassopolis.
We pray, dear Lord, that there are no injuries and that we are allowed to play to our full potential the entire 48 minutes.
My number one goal would be, obviously, to score. We haven't scored since the third week of the season.
Here they come, ladies and gentlemen, your 2005 Mustangs.
My name is John Jackson. I'm a sophomore, and I am the quarterback for the Mustangs. In the beginnings of the games, we'll just get each other so psyched up about the game that we just think we're unstoppable.
1, 2, 3, Mustangs!
Williams kickoff fielded by Boersma. Looks like a fumble on the play. Cassopolis ball.
Then you go out there, one thing bad happens, and we're so used to bad things happening to us that we all just put our heads down and just turn away and just almost give up.
Here's the ball carrier in for the Cassopolis touchdown.
My name's Doug Kill. My son Tom is a sophomore. He sustained a shoulder injury, which he had to have surgery for, so hopefully he'll be back next year to play.
Cassopolis, hey, River Valley yet to have possession of the ball.
That's pretty typical of what they've been doing on us all year, is running to the outside. They know our weaknesses.
We're very slow. That's our biggest weakness. And every now and then we've run across teams that are very fast.
There goes that end around again for another 60-yard touchdown.
Brings our score to Cassopolis, 22. River Valley yet to score.
We got mostly freshmen and sophomores with a handful of juniors. We only have three seniors.
My name is Wayne Warner. I'm the assistant principal and athletic director for River Valley School District. Part of the reason might be that our enrollment here has been dropping, primarily because of economic conditions.
I'm Kelly Boersma. My son Dallas is a junior. This area, when I was a kid, there were, I can't even count how many huge manufacturing plants, Gast, Weldon, Allis Chalmers, and everybody's dad worked at a factory, and that's gone. You know, the jobs just aren't here, and people aren't going to come here and bring their family here.
Also, the older kids, I guess, after getting beat up a couple of years, have chose not to come out.
Rangers in for the touchdown.
People see what happens on Friday nights.
This is our score, 30-0.
They don't want to be a part of that, but they're kind of scared about going out.
And we do have some players that used to play football are now playing soccer.
I think there's a lot of moms that don't want to see their sons hurt. And so they get them in soccer because they think they're going to get hurt less in soccer.
That hurts right there.
Yeah.
Worse than that.
My name is Rick Snyder, and I have a son, Dan, who's a freshman, who broke his hand in practice, so he's sitting on the sidelines.
It's kind of anguishing to watch your kids take a beating week after week after week.
My brother, Andrew Beck, was injured last week, as well as my nephew, and that's what led to the forfeit at halftime.
I think the score was 46-0 at halftime, and we had key players injured, and we had a couple other students with illness. And then on top of that, we would had to play freshmen who hadn't had hardly any playing time. And we just felt for the safety of the kids that we should halt the game.
I'm Dallas Boersma, and I play linebacker and running back. Oh, that was horrible. I couldn't believe we did that. I've never been anything like that in my life.
I would have much rather went out and played that second half and lost that game 180-0. Just so you know that we came out there and gave it our all and never gave up.
Sat there for a while, looked over the field, then went home and thought it over some more, went to bed.
He got home and I thought, geez, he's taking forever in the shower.
It's a 15-yard penalty.
And I went upstairs and he's just bawling his eyes out in that shower because it's very tough on these boys. They don't know how to lose, and yet that's all they're doing.
Harris around the left side, in for the Ranger touchdown.
36 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 36-0.
You know, even their fellow classmates, many of them don't come to the ball game, so you're out there by yourself.
I wouldn't want to come out either to see my school lose like that, but at the same time, you got to think about how we feel, and we're not just going out there to get our butts kicked. You know, we want to play the best that we can, and that's what we're trying to do.
36 seconds left to go in the half. Cassopolis 68, River Valley yet to score. Please stick around for the halftime show with the River Valley High School marching band.
All right, everyone sit down and shut up. 68 points by halftime. All-time low. Congratulations.
I was tough on him, and a lot of it's emotion, but a lot of it is just I care about him. And one thing I never am going to do as a coach is go through the motions. And I tell him, it's not that I don't love him, but that's why I'm on him so hard.
I am sick of getting my butt kicked. Coach, talk to him for a minute.
Well, fellas, the bad news is the team that warmed up tonight didn't show up at game time. The good news is we'll be out of here about half an hour, and we'll have a nice ass-kicking to spend thinking about for the next 9 months. Again!
We've told him from week one, don't feel sorry for yourself because no one's going to feel sorry for you.
Now, let's get our heads up, get your helmets on. Let's go.
After he started yelling at us, came to put our heads together and decided that if we were given 100%, then we needed to start giving 200% because what we were given just wasn't enough.
Heart on three.
One, two, three, heart!
Let's go.
Let's go.
Show
him!
Show
him!
Show
him!
Show him! Show him! Show him!
The team did play with a lot more heart in the second half.
Nice job, D!
And held Kasopoulos to just 2 touchdowns.
Hey, we had an interception!
Bingo, bingo!
And the Mustangs got their first interception in almost 3 years.
We want a touchdown!
I just want a first down. We got our next 2 plays. Let's get a freaking first down. Let's go. All you got on three.
One, two, three, all you got!
Let's go, Mustangs!
And with the clock winding down, the offense finally came to life.
Boss's pass complete to Zeiger for a Mustang first down.
You can't cheer for scores. You got to cheer for first downs.
Minute 34, about as deep in their territory as we've been all day.
People started getting their heads back up and realized that it was coming down to the end of the season and wanted to do something about it, so we just put in our statement.
Rocky blocked to the right, Martin blocked to the left. Ricky, get a step on the guy. Mitch, one step, throw it up. Let Ricky make a play on it.
Come on, Ricky, yeah, run!
Another Mustang touchdown!
Ricky Zeiger down to the 10-yard line.
He's going on two, and we're going to throw the fade, score a touchdown. Here we go.
Yeah!
With 38 seconds left to go in the game and the season, the Mustangs finally scored.
Yeah!
We got our touchdown.
That's the ballgame, ladies and gentlemen.
They got beat pretty bad.
Your final score, Kasopoulos 80, River Valley 6.
But for the first time all season, I see them. They're walking back with their heads up. They had a sense of accomplishment, and that's something to build on.
If we remember what we went through and how we felt after each and every one of those games, losing by 50, 60 points to zero, then I think when we get a little older and start winning a couple games and ourselves, then we can show them that we're back and it's our time now.
And as always, please have a safe drive home. And once again, thank you for supporting high school athletics.
Our story on the River Valley Mustangs was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister in association with Chicago Public Radio.